Thora shuddered violently and plucked at the sleeves of a clean but much darned smock Formol had made him put on. Dingai waggled a paw in his ear to remove surplus soap.
Oh, that's some kind of welcome for two poor stoltsmucker. And he burned our good clothes too. Makes you wonder what these woodlands is coming to. I tell you, that's the first bath I've took in me life, and the last one too, thank you kindly.
Samkin and Arula could hardly eat for laughing, and little Dumble was doubled up with an attack of the giggles. Samkin poured cider for all.
What happened then?
Dingai quaffed his drink indignantly.
Well, may your ass, mucker. That there long-tailed bully of a hotter and that savage little mole fella dragged us along to the kitchens to help.
Thura's mouth was watering.
Aye, the old place was full of scones and cakes and trifles and flans and puddings and custards and...
Dingai took another drink to wash the taste of soap away as he complained bitterly.
But did we get to work among the goodies? Not a frog's chance, mucker. That fat old fly mouse took one look at us and sniffed. Aye, sniffed he did. Then he tells that hotter and his pal, the five mole, to put us to scrubbing greasy pans clean, up to our noses and more water. It was horrible, awful, I tell you. Two noble stoats like us, togged up in smocks like a pair of dog's dinners, wiping and a scrubbing at black pots and crusty old moles. Good job they let us come out here in the fresh air. I was about to throw myself in the sink and drown all miserable like in that there greasy dishwater.
Arula was drinking from her beaker as he issued this statement. Unable to laugh and drink at the same time, she fell forward, sputtering out a spray of cider.
You poor beast had a dreadful time of it all, though I do say it myself.
Thrug strode cheerily up and grabbed the unhappy stoats.
Right, old mates, victuals is finished. Back to the galley now, me lucky layabouts.
Thora gave a heartfelt moan of despair.
I've gone all limp, mucky. That dishwater's gone to me brains and it's affecting me paws. No more pots and pans, please.
Dingai wriggled feebly in Thrug's grip.
If I dies, mucker, promise you'll put a pot and a pan on me grave to show what caused it all.
Samkin interceded with the otter on their behalf.
Let them stay here a while, Thrug. They look more worn out than two of last season's apple cores. Oh, look, Sister Nasturtium is here.
The sister was a plump mouse, very pretty and jolly, and she'd always been very popular with the young ones. They pushed about, making room for her.
Your mum, come and sit along with us.
She sat with them, helping herself to food. Samkin began coaxing her into singing. Nasturtium was famed throughout Redwall for her fine voice.
Sister, these two poor stoats have never heard you sing. Could you do a little something for them, please?
She gave a good-natured laugh.
It's not them, it's you who wants me to sing, Samkin.
The young squirrel flushed.
Oh, please, sister. We all want to hear you.
Nasturtium put aside her food and took a sip of cider to clear her throat. Other Redwallers gathered closer to listen to her melodious voice.
In days of old, a warrior bold, all poor, so tired and lame, came marching through the winter's cold, and Martin was his name. Martin, Martin, the warrior of Redwall, with courage and his trusty sword, he came to save us all. Now in those high and far off days, the country was oppressed by vermin cruel, whose tyrant ways would let no creature rest. But truth and bravery won the day, for through all Mossflower wide, good honest creatures made their way to stand by Martin's side. And they cried, Martin, Martin, the warrior of Redwall, with courage and his trusty sword, he came to save us all. The evil ones he put to flight, and justice he restored. His heart was strong, his cause was right, and mighty was his sword. He helped to build our abbey here, the land rings with his fame. Now peace lives here, we know no fear, for Martin was his name.
Martin, Martin, the warrior of Redwall, with courage and his trusty sword, he came to save us all.